So another question in terms of BRAF disease was the question of whether or not they use your regimen, or I think it's yours, of a BRAF
inhibitor.
And you take credit for this. BRAF inhibitor, MEK inhibitor, and EGFR antibody, you know, triple treatment in a patient with advanced disease, with progressive disease. And actually, a lot of the audience wasn't even familiar with that, but of those who were, most of them would use it. All the faculty would use it. I was kind of surprised because it kind of sounds like a not very patient-friendly experience. And I wasn't really sure whether the patients are really, when you add up in risks and benefits, doing better. But seems like you all think that's the case. And I mean, it's your study. What do you think?
So, I mean, I think we do see that toxicity, primarily skin tox, between the BRAF inhibitor and the EGFR inhibitor together. You do see that now. We do have good drugs to help ameliorate that. We can use steroids. We can use antibiotics. And I think where this regimen came from was, again, this whole thought, the poor prognostic status of the patients with BRAF mutations. And seeing that when we give a BRAF inhibitor alone to these patients, it really doesn't do anything because there's upregulation of the EGFR pathway. So what we have to do is do multiple treatments to block both pathways to be able to have some sort of activity there. The question is, in all of these studies that have looked at BRAF inhibitors plus EGFR inhibitors plus MEK inhibitors, BRAF inhibitors plus EGFR inhibitors plus PI3 kinase inhibitors, BRAF inhibitors plus EGFR inhibitors plus chemo, you know, is the data that we see from the patients on that study going to be better than chemo alone? And so that's the big question that's happening right now, because we've seen some amazing responses, but it hasn't been 100%. And when you look at the progression-free survivals, they seem to be better, but it's not a home run. So the question is where to place these treatments in the treatment of patients with BRAF mutated disease. And so there's some studies that are ongoing now that are looking at line of therapy and whether that should take over chemotherapy in certain lines of therapy.
This triplet regimen.
Yeah.